displaced from their homes by Boko Haram terrorists in Nigeria. To stand in solidarity with the persecuted church, we ought to do all we can to stop these horrific situations of persecution. Whenever possible, we should strive and pray for circumstances such that Christians would not be forced to leave. When they make the decision that fleeing is their only option, though, local churches in receiving countries also must do everything possible to welcome them. We have many opportunities to support our persecuted brothers and sisters through the U.S. Refugee Resettlement Program as well. About 340,000 professing Christians of one tradition or another have been admitted into the United States as refugees between 2003 and 2015, more than of any other religious tradition. Many of these individuals and families were persecuted particularly because of their Christian faith. Of approximately 125,000 Iraqi refugees admitted since 2007, for example, more than 35% have been Christians, many times more than the Christian share of the Iraqi population, because Christians have been uniquely persecuted. Similarly, more than 100,000 persecuted Christians from Burma have been admitted to the United States as refugees in the past decade, though Christians make up less than 5% of the total population of Burma. They compose more than 70% of the refugees from that country. If we were forced to flee our country, we would hope that a Christian brother or sister in the country to which we fled would be there to welcome us, to help us adjust, and to lament with us what we had lost. We have the opportunity to stand with the persecuted church as many come into our country each year. At World Relief, our hope is to have a good neighbor team.